trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Hey, it's Jay Heiss. Slight technical difficulties Monday night, but we're getting right down to it. Shay is missing again. We are Shayless. Chris has lost his keys, and we're interviewing George from the Black Flag Brewing Company here in Columbia, Maryland. So, hey, let's join in progress. Here we go. Hub Show.
Hi, George. So what's your role there? Are you one of the owners? Or
no, I do most of the events and sales side of things. So trying to you know, move some beer into market, meeting and greeting, doing kind of cool events like this.
How is it here? We've had a brewmaster on here from the Antietam Brewery, Daniel Mirzlo.
Absolutely,
good
yeah.
Good guy, right?
He
talked to us about a situation with the laws and all that and the breweries. And
yeah.
It didn't quite go as well as you guys wanted.
No, it didn't. We're still fighting the good fight. Peter Francho is still putting in the good work with his team. I will say things are getting better. I think the legislature is starting to realize the economic benefit of having Maryland craft beer become a pretty big presence. So
I hope so. I mean, Guinness is still over there getting their way, right?
It certainly is. Yeah. And it's an interesting scenario because they do kind of support the little guys, but they also are willing to kind of take the edges they get from their size and what they can bring. So,
how long has Black Flag Brewing been in business? How old are you guys?
We actually are going on our 2-year anniversary at the end of July.
Pretty young.
So, yeah, we got a lot of cool things coming down the chute for that anniversary. Big barrel aged stout. We're going to have some live music, up the brew space in the back. So, that's July 27th.
In Columbia.
Columbia, Maryland. Yes,
you.
Sir.
All right. You guys will be out this way again here in Hagerstown? And
you know, I've definitely made some rounds around here. The bar's definitely here. It's pretty cool. They do support local before pretty much anything else, so I definitely give them a lot of respect. It's a pretty up-and-coming beer town.
Yeah.
You know, you got Frederick kind of right next door who has kind of made their mark as
a bit of a
mecca.
Flying
yeah.
Dog.
It's, yeah, no, I mean, they're opening up a lot of new stuff over there, too. So,
you think this is a beer town in the making? Or
I think they're getting
go.
There, yeah. Hagerstown? I mean, they're doing the right things. You know, it's still a little bit small and quaint.
We got Antietam Brewery here. We got Kushwa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who else is out here? Right.
Yeah.
Just a place you can buy it
there's
from.
Too many.
Right.
Even as someone who in the industry, there's just so many breweries now.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like every weekend there's legitimately a new brewery in Maryland, whether it's like in Baltimore, like Checker Spot's about to open.
It's crazy, man.
It's exploding.
I know,
even in Columbia right now, we got a couple neighbors just within, 1.5 miles of Black Flag. You got Hysteria and Reckless who are doing cool things as well.
So you guys like rivals?
You know, it's interesting.
I know it's a community.
Yeah,
you're still trying to get me to drink it. Right?
Yeah, a lot. It is that thing where you do like to see the Maryland craft really be pushed and kind of your brothers in crime making great beer. But certainly you want to be the people selling the most beer, you know?
Of course,
you want
to
be making a good product because there's enough room for a lot of us.
But the state of Maryland's small. It's pretty crowded.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a lot
true.
Of work
it's
to
getting
do
there. But, I think when everybody is starting to up their game and produce better, it really, the consumer's winning. So
awesome.
That's pretty awesome to be able to kind of enjoy all there is to have in Maryland
right now.
You
guys are only 2 years old, so it's...
Yeah, we've still got some work to do.
Up is the only direction
absolutely.
To go, right?
But, so far, so good.
Yeah.
Just got our canning line in, so we're going to start pumping out a little more
some
packaged
cans.
Goods and whatnot.
All right.
So.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we can get the does merchandise at the website or what?
I think you can only get it in our tap room, but it gives you a good excuse to come by and catch a pint.
In Columbia, how far is that from here?
It's about an hour and a half. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't that far? I always thought it was more like an hour. I was just there for
my GPS when I left was an hour and 22 minutes.
Okay.
It ended up taking longer because traffic kicked in.
Well, rush hours, crazy.
But, that's the one cool thing about Columbia now. It's like you can kind of make that pilgrimage because there's, you got Manor Hill, you got Hysteria, you got Black Flag. Reckless is there. They're about to open another one called Sapwood Cellars.
It's the beer pilgrimage?
It's happening, yeah.
Okay.
Swing by for a sampler at every spot.
How far apart are you guys? Are you guys, like,
I mean, quite literally, us, Hysteria, and Reckless are all within like a 2-mile stretch along Snowden River Parkway. Hysteria is 3 blocks away, and then Reckless is off of Dobbin for from Snowden, which is about a mile, mile and a half. So
awesome.
It's pretty wild. Yeah.
All right, cool.
And, you know, you got Jailbreak and Laurel as well. So right. Only a 15-minute stretch to there.
Hey, George, you were in here with another guy. He's a distributor?
Yeah, that's our man Bob over there.
Hey, Bob.
He takes care of a lot of the logistics of our distribution company.
Yeah.
And they're a relatively new distribution company, too. So right. It's actually pretty interesting to see how we kind of both are growing and progressing and getting product into market. So it's been a pretty positive relationship. They do a pretty good job. You know, we're making some good beer, so it works out for everybody. Yeah.
There you go. All right, George, Black Flag Brewing Company. I want to thank you for stopping on the Hub Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And the Ale House. I know you have, you know, doing the rounds here, and you'll be back.
Absolutely.
And she'll let us know when you're back. We'll have you back on, man.
Cheers. I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Same to you, Bob. Cheers to you. All right, man, we're going to get a picture of that tattoo. You got to see the tattoo in this guy's leg. It's pretty wild, man. This is like his life story.
Hey,
do
you think they named Snowden River Parkway before or after the whole Snowden thing went down? They had to. It's pretty ironic that they would name Snowden River Parkway right by Fort Meade.
I can answer that because we actually made a beer called Snowden in response to Edward Snowden.
Oh, yeah.
So it had to be before.
Yeah. It had to be before, right?
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's just ironic that that's his last name, right?
Yeah. If you've ever been to Columbia, you'll notice that there are some pretty absurd road names happening.
Yeah.
A lot of poetic references.
Black Flag Brewing, you guys are on Facebook. Where else are we can find you?
Yeah, I mean, you just Google Black Flag Brewing Company. You'll pull up our webpage. We definitely are big on the social media, so Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
You can see all of our upcoming beers, upcoming releases, upcoming events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do yoga on the weekends.
Sure.
We do some goat yoga and...
Yep.
Dog yoga, absolutely,
what?
Yeah.
You gotta
cater
yoga?
To the masses.
You have any pictures of that on?
We absolutely do. Yeah,
on goat yoga.
It's interesting because the goat yoga has been our most successful yoga day. We oversold, scheduled another one, oversold again. So, yeah, it's
goat yoga is an event.
So that's actually it's kind of a trending thing. You literally just bring in these baby goats and they kind of just prance around and jump on you while you're doing yoga.
That's a thing.
I
want to see it.
I'm serious.
That sounds like a fetish.
I don't
want to
do it, but I
want to
see it.
I participated, but I know it's pretty popping. So
are these people called yoga hosiers? I know that was a movie. Yoga hosiers.
Goat yoga.
Yeah, all you need to do is bring some goats in, and it's a blast. I guess it works.
Do you do this at your place of business?
Oh, we kind of open up the brew space. We push everything to the side to make room. You know, we bring in as many as 40 to 50 people for these events.
And
so.
How many goats?
How many
is
goats?
There one goat? Goats?
You know, I can't lie. I have not participated. I've only seen the pictures, but it looks
like at least it looks like
okay, George. You should see me try to stretch. But I feel like it's at least a dozen or so baby goats.
This sounds like a Fet Life thing. I mean, I can't wrap my head around this.
Approve of this?
I wonder, right? They probably approve of our other events where we bring in adoptable dogs and stuff.
Yeah,
very different. The goats are purely for marketing. The dog thing is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. They got the kitten coffee houses and stuff.
Yeah. Cat cafes.
You got to sell the beer.
There's one in Baltimore.
There's a cat cafe in Baltimore?
There really is one.
It's the world we live in, right?
Our whole staff went one day.
All right, there you go. But hey, George, once again, pleasure having you
on here. Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Anything else stupid up?
Yeah, cheers.
Goat yoga. All right, man. Take care. All right, guess what?
We got to Google that. We got to.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Hey. What's that? Look who's back.
Yeah, feedback.
Feedback is back. We know you, but you only gave us one name last time you were here. I will. And a Merry Christmas to you, too.
That's what we're trying to do
right here in the American Ale House.
I got a mission for you tonight. One of these people here is like a murder mystery. One of these people stole my set of keys to my truck. And we need to figure out who it was.
Who's got this man keys? Bring him back up here right now. Before I check every one of you out.
Oh, this is a TSA threat.
I'm going to get in your goddamn pockets and everything to find out where this man's keys are.
This
show is slipping away from Jay.
I'm right down here.
Where's Shay when we need her, man?
Yeah.
All right, man. I know. Yeah. That's right. Matt, you back?
Hello, hey guys, how's everybody doing?
All right, there you go. Goat yoga.
Goat yoga.
And a Merry
I'm checking that out. And Christmas in June, man, you can't beat that.
We can't beat that.
Yeah, right.
So, hey, you got a movie review for us?
I got two, actually.
Two. Go for it. What's number one?
Number one, I'm going to go with the more obscure one. We're going to go with Hotel Artemis.
Oh, that's with Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, and Jeff Goldblum and Batista.
Jeff Goldblum ever stop working?
No.
He just lays there
and looks sexy. I mean, that's what he does.
He's in every movie.
He's in every movie. He just lays there and looks sexy because that's what he does. I mean,
is he sexy to you there, Matt?
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, right. Jeff Goldblum's very sexy.
And he's in the new Jurassic Park.
He's in the new Jurassic Park, which is my second review, actually. But no, Hotel Artemis.
Jeff Goldblum night with Matt.
It's a Jeff Goldblum double feature, yes. It was an awesome. I mean, Hotel Artemis was a great movie, action packed, almost like a John Wick Atomic Blonde type deal or whatever.
Oh, really?
About this hotel. Basically, it's like the place John Wick goes, the refuge or whatever. You know that hotel that he goes in. It's basically almost about kind of like that. Batista is like the muscle or whatever, and these guys are trying to, and everybody's like trying to get in, but nobody can. And Jodie Foster like. I mean, well, Jodie Foster is a great leading lady. She never really got enough credit, in my opinion. But yeah, it's probably basically out of theaters because it's never got a strong run to begin with. But if you can go see it, if you want a great action flick, or if you have to wait till it gets to Redbox, do it. See Hotel Artemis. It was fantastic. I mean, it was
says Redbox all over to me. But hey, more power to you.
We need to get you like some sort of scale.
Scale?
Like a 1 to 10 star type.
I would say
a Rotten Tomato thing.
I would give
Hotel Artemis.
Hotel Artemis about an 8.5 in the hubcaps.
Really?
We're gonna do it in hubcaps. I guess
hubcaps. Hubcaps. I like that.
Yeah. Hubcaps. That's what I said.
8.5. Huh?
8.5.
That's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
All right. And movie number two. What do you got? Movie number two:
Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom. Probably. Again, just nonstop action. It was fantastic. I mean, a lot of dinosaurs, a lot of violence. I tell you, it was pretty sweet. Because a couple of times they've tried to make these Jurassic World movies too kid friendly. I thought, but I mean, this one was, yeah. I mean, it was a lot of action, a lot of drama too. I mean, it was just. But yeah, Chris Pratt did a great job.
Where are the dinosaurs now? Did they get out into the world?
I'm not allowed to give spoilers because there are people who have. That's what I say. Yeah, I'm not going to give spoilers. Chris with his pressing issues.
Oh, come on, man. They're in New York, right? Did they make it to New York like they did in the second one?
I don't know. Did they?
They come across on a boat.
Keep pushing them, Chris.
Right.
On the hub scale.
On the hub scale, I would give it 9 hubcaps.
9 Ooh, hubcaps.
Man.
9 out of 10. You know,
wow.
9
That's
out of
10. Good.
Now, wait, what
That's
did good. You get? What would you give the previous Jurassic Park movie?
The Jurassic World, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original would be a 10, obviously.
No, not of the first one, but the one that came out like 3 years ago.
I give it about a 7.
This one's better.
This one was better. Well, again, you know, in this original one, they were developing characters and things like that. So, I mean, the original, the first one was a franchise. It seems like they always go off to kind of a slow start, but yeah.
I gotcha.
I was watching the old one. But the one before it. Just last night.
Jurassic World?
Jurassic World.
Okay,
I was watching
the first one?
Yeah, I was watching that just last night. And I was wondering, because they go into the old part of the park, right? And they bring and the whatever.
Bust out the old Jeep.
Yeah, they bust out the old Jeep. And then it goes into the aviary, and then all the pterodactyls start flying around, right?
Right.
Are those pterodactyls supposed to be trapped in that aviary from the first movie? Is that the old aviary?
It has to be. Yeah, I was going to say, because that's the original part.
Well, what's the lifespan of a pterodactyl? The
lifespan of
a
pterodactyl is millions of years.
You think
they were around? They were around for millions of years before we were.
Oh, you think they're humping in the aviary?
What else would they be doing?
Reproducing,
in an aviary?
Folks.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought all the
dinosaurs in Jurassic Park were female.
No.
They're not allowed to hump.
They're not in there playing backgammon, Chris. Okay, this is all you know.
They're laying eggs, dude.
They're laying eggs, man.
Wow.
I mean, what else would you? What would you do in an aviary?
That'd be a hell of an omelet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pterodactyl. I
mean, omelets for days.
Something out of Fred Flintstone, man.
Yeah, omelets for days.
There you have it, Matt Burns, Jurassic Park,
right?
Jurassic World,
he gives it a 9, and he gives Hotel Artemis an 8.5.
Right. Yeah.
On the hubcap
both
scale.
Both of them were fantastic. Both must-see movies.
All right. So what we got coming up again? Hagerstown Suns on the 13th, right?
Friday the 13th. The Hagerstown Suns presented presented by the 4-State Comic-Con and the Hub Show. We have...
We'll be there.
I was going to say, we will be at Municipal Stadium for Diamond of the Dead, where we will have two folks from... two. Hero Walkers from The Walking Dead, Kent Wagner and Sonya Thompson. Be there signing autographs and meeting everybody. We got
nice.
Neil Cohen, zombie author, and Will Torres, who's a zombie artist. He'll be doing caricatures of you if you want to get made up like a zombie. You know, he'll be more than happy to help you out with that.
Okay, I think Shay wants to do that.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, we'll all be in it. We'll have a big tent set up there. The zombie tent. Come on in and
that's Friday.
Get bit. Come on in and get bit.
Friday the 13th, July 13th, Hagerstown Suns Stadium.
Yep,
right here in Hagerstown.
They'll be serving brain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Serving brain.
You got lots of things going on in 2018, huh, Matt?
Absolutely. Like that's I said, right. We got the part two of the 4-State Comic Con coming in October to Hager Hall.
Yeah.
Got Eric Roberts, Bruce the Barber Beefcake, and more coming to that. So check that out. And let's see. Is there something else I want to ask? There's something else we're going to talk about. I'm missing off the show. Yeah, we'll cover it. We'll cover it the next time.
That's right. For sure, man.
We'll cover it the next time.
Lots going on, though.
Fantastic.
And you do a lot of cons in this area, don't you?
Speaking of which,
I follow you on Facebook, and you're doing something every weekend, it seems, man.
Yeah, well, at least I post about it because cross promotion's key, you know. When they succeed, when one succeeds, we all succeed. That's why I look at it. You know, when one succeeds, I mean, it's that's the way.
Is it a little saturated right now? They're having little cons in every damn little town now.
Well, I mean, it's
fun for cosplay. I get that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, you just got to have it in the right area. I mean, there is a lot of oversaturation, especially out in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Seems like they're having like 3 and 4 cons a weekend.
It's a lot.
Luckily, it hasn't hit out here yet.
we got the little one at the library.
That's coming up actually August 11th, I want to say. It's the second Saturday.
Right here across the street from the Ale House.
Yeah, right across. Yeah, exactly. As I said, it's a fun little freebie show or whatever. Bring the family. It's
a good way to get the young kids.
Get the young
ones,
kids into it.
Then prime for the cons later on in life.
Yeah, that's what I said. They get them cosplaying and get them. Get them going. It's absolutely. I'm all for that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, Matt. Thanks for coming on, man. We'll have you back here soon.
Oh, absolutely.
And we will see you on the 13th, July.
July 13th. I'll be here. Yep. And like I said, I mean, my next movie review most likely will be Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah, there you go. I'm
waiting for that. All right.
I just now saw the first Ant-Man.
Oh yeah,
I skipped it and then went back to it. It was really good.
Yeah, it was. It's like Marvel made a B movie, basically.
That was awesome. I like Paul Rudd though.
Paul Rudd's cool. It was like Marvel made almost like a sci-fi type.
Yeah,
flick,
right.
You know,
yeah, I watched it. I've watched it like 4 times or something since I bought it.
Yeah,
so,
it's
awesome.
It's Christmas time. I hear all the lights are coming on.
Speaking of Ant-Man, there's some lightning bugs out here on the porch.
That's right.
Right.
Because they knew you were here, man.
Put on the war paint.
We were talking shit about it because Chris hadn't seen Ant-Man, so he had to feel its wrath.
Right. And we got to turn on these lights so I can find my keys.
All right, back to that. Hey, Matt, thanks for coming on.
Nice guys.
We'll be right back.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HubShow and receive 25% off your entire order.
Yeah, right.
My check. HubShow, we're back, Jay. Shay is still AWOL. I got Chris Canfield, left field over here, and back with us is Bumpy G.
Hey, I found my keys.
Did you?
Yes.
Did Bumpy show you where they are?
I found them, yeah.
You know what? That was the size introduction I've ever got in any radio, inside the truck.
Let's try that again. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bumpy G.
Thank you.
Hey, all right.
At least one person. You know what I mean?
Chris, so you found your keys, we just can't get to them.
Yeah, we're gonna figure it out, though, I guess.
Yeah, we got it.
I tried calling multiple locksmiths in town, and all of them hung up on me.
Oh, well, Bumpy said he knows the trick, so he'll
I've opened
a couple of locked doors in my time, that's all.
It's a coat hanger, and, you know.
Hey, you never you know. Do never what, know. Hey, why the hell not? You do what
Why
works.
The hell not? I like that. That's your hashtag, man. That's good
hashtag.
Stuff. Why the hell not?
Actually, you're going to have to show me how to break into the truck, and then you're going to have to back away from it, because if a cop car rolls by... And it'll be live on the Hub Show. To get into my truck, they're going to take you down.
Hey, they could try. We good.
Hey,
we was trained by your government. We good.
Hey, fellas, we got our guest here with us, Mr. Jamal Palmer. How you doing, Jamal?
How you doing? All right.
Good. Now, Jamal, you know, I brought you on here because we're going to talk about your situation. All right, but we're going to have some fun here too. All right, and all that. But you know,
I am a comedian.
So be ready to
I'm a little funny, little.
Okay, I am a comedian. So my jokes ain't gonna
bounce
make no
with
sense.
It here, Jamal. All right?
I got you, bro. I got you.
So look, not to get too dumb. Deep, but we
take shots.
A lot of talk on this show by other people. Of course, it's the big elephant in the room around here is the drug problem, the opioids, and more. It's a common
actually,
topic.
It's the horse in the room.
It's the horse.
It's the horse. Yeah, the white horse.
Now,
take notes.
You've been there, done it, and you're on the path to. You've been recovered, right? Yes, you're over the hump, right?
Yes. I'm in a process. I'm never over it. I'm in a process.
So the process.
It's a day to day battle that I fight for my life. I just made a conscious decision not to go back.
Okay, but you're still here. You're still with us. Yes, thank God for that, right?
Thank God. Yes. Yeah. Thank God. I give it all to him.
Okay.
Each day get a little easier.
Yeah, it's just, the work you put into it, I got step work. I go to meetings. Okay. I do outreach. I do what's required.
You work with some other people who are going to it because you've been there.
Yeah, been there, done that.
We talking about opioids, right? I
used to smoke crack.
I'm just trying to see where we at because, we just got one word, and I'm just trying to see what
right.
We're
I don't know
about.
How deep we get into what you were doing.
I'm not ashamed no more. So
we can go deep. I just need to know what we're talking about.
We can go deep.
I ain't trying to put him out. I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I know that.
You know, one word. You just gave me one word.
It's just the opioid crisis that normally focus on the heroin epidemic.
Right, and that's what I was thinking. Yeah, so I was just trying to be. Yeah, you look like you was on no sleepy medicine.
Yeah, narrow it down.
I got some weed to put you to sleep, though. I ain't pushing.
Some NyQuil.
No, it ain't NyQuil. You might think it is. It's kind of purple and green. That shit is.
But it's the disease of addiction.
Right. You know what I mean? And you know, it's funny because, it's not funny in that way, me being a comedian. But when I heard Jay say it's an epidemic, up in this area.
Yeah.
But, it's funny that I work on my real job. I work every day in Maryland throughout. And I see in different areas like Baltimore. But it's funny because in the better neighborhoods, I see a different type of problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As to say where people think these rich kids or these well-to-do kids ain't doing shit, but man, they doing it big. They got the money.
Yeah,
they doing it worse. You would not believe exactly what you just said. They got the money to go do it.
Because an average addict, we look at him as a junkie on the street, a bum, somebody that got a panhandling and all that, but you get people with the money, and their addiction is
but
way
higher.
But
it's funny, they try to classify them as other things like functional drug addicts.
It's no such thing. It's no such thing.
At that point, a drug addict is a drug addict. Because always said.
Like what I had to learn was the full destruction of it and what it actually done to me and how much I gave away to it.
Right.
And then I know I can't control it because it's a force that's greater than me. And I lost my kids. I had custody of my kids. I had a house. I had all this, but I wasn't working a program. And picked up one time, started out with $50. That turned into me losing my place, eviction, lost my kids, and all that.
It's funny because not funny that your situation. I say that, man, because I'm a comedian. Please forgive
me. Go ahead, man.
Comedian Bumpy G, man, y'all don't take me serious. But when I came home from Iraq in 2005, I picked up coke. What I'm saying? And I had my own business. I had my own trucking company. So I was seeing money over fist. And like you said, it wasn't the same thing to me, but it was because it was so funny. I was so depressed and I was doing it so much that I would buy drugs to have people to hang out with.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. People with money, they'll be like, well, shit, I got this money. I got these drugs, but I ain't got nobody to do them with. Yeah. And then you'll go get the most humble person you think at the time, but if you ain't got no money, if you ain't got them drugs, they don't know you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, it's fun. I put up everything or I got control before I lost.
Yeah.
And I think on my journey, I think for that, me going through that, I think that was my capture because I seen a lot of people lose. I had friends that died. Yeah. I had a friend that, him was getting high at the table one night on his birthday. I went to his house, got a bag of weed, left. That morning I woke up, he didn't. So, and I think for me, the change came for seeing people die.
Yeah,
and I had my kids, and I'm like, I got to be here for them. Yeah. It's already sad that me and their mom not together, but at the same time, I got to be here for my kids.
Yeah.
So, I salute you, brother. Don't get it twisted in no form or fashion.
Yeah.
And I used to do Radio J, so please forgive me. This is just interesting.
By all means, man.
When you acknowledge that you have a problem and you're willing to tackle that problem, that's in my book when I think you step up and become a man.
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of people deny.
Because
forever, what I'm saying?
Like what it is, pretty much when you label it a disease, right? It's a disease that controls mind, body, and spirit. So it's something that can't be curable, but it has a solution, a addressing.
Right.
So like with me, like I started out smoking weed when I was 12. So I started drinking. So it was social, it was fun and all that. And like when I started snorting coke at 16,
yeah.
I was like full-blown active addiction. But when I look at the disease, it was present in my life way before I picked up, because my parents, my uncles, my aunts, everybody in my family was doing it. And what I was receiving was abandonment. Because my mother and my father was more worried about getting high than paying attention to me. So that gave me low self-esteem.
You know, I came from a family that my parents didn't get high. They were just bootleggers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I started young smoking weed. But then, like, for me, it was a party thing. It was always a social thing for me.
Yeah.
It was never, I was never depressed. Like, to be honest, I tried coke the first time to sleep with a Puerto Rican chick.
Mm.
That I didn't even have to do coke to sleep with her. I just thought that I had to do it because everybody else was doing it.
Yeah, to fit in.
And from
Did you sleep with her?
Oh, man, God, everything happened.
We'll just make sure.
Why the hell not? I didn't, this was my young.
Look, you don't marry the lead. Don't marry the lead.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, like I said.
I need to know about this woman.
I'm going to tell you.
You get anything you want.
Just making sure you get
anything you want.
You know, that's so real, man. If you got, and that's so real, and I've seen females sell their stuff out. Like, I've never been a drug dealer, don't get me wrong. I'll probably be the worst drug dealer because I'm going to do my own drug.
Yeah.
But I've always smoked weed, and I've never wanted to sell it or sell coke, because I know I couldn't sell coke.
The profit margin is huge.
Mine wouldn't be. It should be up my nose.
Look, I became my own customer.
Exactly. And they say that's the worst thing is when you, and I've had people tell me this. They're like, man, you'll never make it in this. But see, one thing I've always done, me coming up in Podunk, in Collins, Mississippi, little small farmer town, I never had much. So when I got shit, I gave it away.
Yeah, gave it away.
Like my money, drugs, like whatever I had. I wanted everybody else to be as happy as I was. So money never was a thing for me. Even in this comedy game, I do so many charitable shows that people be like, man, you ain't going to never get to this point. But I get blessings along the way because I'm doing AAUs. I'm doing kids' home. I've been abused.
Giving back.
I think for me, just like people go to church and they give their little 10% or whatever, my 10% is what I put into this world, into people.
Because
so many people hide pain, they hide depression, and they try to fit in when they really don't have that one real person that they can talk to.
And see,
to be that person a lot of people's lives.
You hit a major point, because like by being in the 12-step fellowship, and I had to realize like the drugs were just a symptom of my real problem. My real problem was acceptance. Like, I needed validation from other people because I didn't get it from my parents.
Right.
So I would gravitate towards anything and anybody to mask what I really was feeling.
True.
And what I really was feeling was self-hatred. I hated myself for being created, and that, like, tore a relationship with the God of my understanding. I hated my parents, resented them for abandoning me, and I wouldn't trust nobody because I've been hurt by the people that was supposed to love me the most. So I was like a lost case, a lost cause.
Man, that's crazy.
And, I mean, it's real, man.
Because I went through a lot of that. Like, the reason I went and left Mississippi, like, my whole, like I said, I was molested at 12, so I took that, and when I told my mother about it, she looked at me, beat me, because I was lying. She thought I was lying on a grown-up.
Yeah.
So years later, I get out of the military, I see this person.
Yeah.
Now, you imagine this. This is the person that broke you down, took you, and then now that I'm older, I'm realizing what you did to me.
Yeah.
And now that I'm a trained, I mean, killer, really. I'm a 7-group special forces. So my first thing is, you know, slit this motherfucker. You know, slit his throat. Like, let him lay out. You know what I'm saying? But it was a part of me that knew he was way more mental at the time than I was.
Yeah.
And I kind of let it go.
Yeah.
You know, and I face people that don't get over the past. I don't know, per se. I'm a strong-minded person now. Yeah. I think for a lot. And I used to be bad.
You just got to address it.
I think for a lot of people, they say, well, you so strong-headed. You don't. Me and my fiance go through that. She said, you don't let nothing bother you. No, I'm gonna catch it right here, right now.
If
you got a problem with me and you finna talk about this right now. I'm not finna walk out that gate worrying about if Jamal gonna be looking at me or looking for me. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you gonna get it over right here, right now. Yeah. And I think in life, like you said, a lot of people result to depression and that anger and that I don't give a damn attitude, and they want to go, or they use that excuse to do that.
Something up.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're keeping it in.
Right. Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, you know, we great ones eliminate the truth.
Right.
And for me, like, I always wanted to escape reality. Mm. And the reality was I was a broken little boy in search of something.
That's real, bro.
And everything in me, like I look at the disease, right, and how I describe it is, through unwanted emotions that crippled my spirit led me to a pathway of destruction with leads in death, right? And that was my whole process from decades of life. And I thought I was going to die. I wanted to die. I wanted to commit suicide, you know. But every day I woke up was more agony because I had to get that
high.
I had to.
Yeah.
It wasn't me facing it. I had, like, when I look at a pimp, right, when he pimp his whores on the street, that's how I was with this disease and getting high. I gave it everything, like everything, to where I just totally controlled, man. And like, you know, but there's a solution. There is a solution.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just people got to find it, man.
How old are you now, Jamal?
I'm 37.
37. Okay. You first kicked into this stuff when you were 12?
Yeah, man, I started smoking weed 12. I got heavy into snorting cocaine when I was 16.
How long ago did you? How long have you been in the recovery stage?
Recovery, I first got clean back in 2007, and I had 5 years at the time.
Okay.
And when I had 5 years, I was in a toxic relationship with somebody that was using. And what I did was I put myself back in a dangerous situation, and there I go, needing acceptance. Like, I needed a woman to validate.
Same thing I did with the Puerto Rican chick.
I needed a woman to validate who I was, and, like, she was cute.
Damn, that Puerto Rican.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Serious,
she looked cute, fine, but I wasn't okay with who I was.
Exactly.
And then I picked back up, and it took me years to accept that. And then, like, now I had to do something different. So what did I have to do different? I had to stop hanging with people that wasn't doing what I was doing.
Dragging you down, dude.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, just by, like, giving it to God first, man, and working a program, I got a year, 6 months, and 12 days. But I'm recovering more than staying clean. Because, like, you know, in the program, man, like, staying clean the easy part, but how could I recover from life situations? Yeah, I mean, now I got spiritual principles. I got tools to address my past. Like, now if my father called me, I could answer the phone because I forgave him.
Right.
I could look in the mirror and look at myself because I forgave myself. Now I'm a father to my kids. I'm about to be a grandfather.
No,
now I'm a friend to people.
He's not even 40.
You know what I mean? You
know,
I'm accountable. You know, I'm, matter of fact, like, I'm responsible for my own life today.
That's cool.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Cool.
And I got power.
That's cool, bro.
You know what I mean? I got the choice. I can choose, man.
Right.
I can choose whether I want to live or die. And for years, I ain't had that choice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I look at a lot of man, I'm telling you, I grew up in a country state, but I traveled a lot. Military.
Yeah.
It took me places that I never thought I would be, things I never thought I would see. And, you know, it's so funny. When I didn't see... Like, I didn't know what heroin was until I moved to Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah. I seen it on TV.
And me too.
Yeah, but I seen it on TV.
Even growing up in Mississippi where I grew up an hour away from New Orleans. It was an epidemic in New Orleans in the 90s when I left.
Man, it been an epidemic.
Yeah,
right.
Back, like, when heroin first came out and they was getting that shit from over Korea, it's been an epidemic. But when, quote unquote, the higher up people... You know what I mean? When the higher up people, something happened to one of their kids, that's when it's a problem.
See,
but this shit's been
that is so funny because when I was in the military, and I was in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I can talk about the shit now. I caught my first charge. I caught a possession, maintaining, and dwelling with this inside a school zone, and it's really fucked up because they targeted me at the time when, you know, we used to say, oh, you're doing this because I'm black. Yeah, they was.
Yeah.
It was just that. You know what I'm saying? But it was only because the mayor of the time of Fayetteville's daughter died in a car accident with somebody that was using cocaine, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't even give a damn about the charge. I've been successful with the F on my record.
Yeah.
One, because I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
Two, I never made an excuse because... No, it really wasn't my drugs, but it was my house, my charge.
Yeah.
That's the kind of charge I got.
Yeah.
That's what they told me, so that's what stuck. But one thing, it fascinated me. I never wanted to be a drug dealer. I always had more fun using. Now, I'm saying all this for a reason.
I make a terrible dealer too, dude.
I hear you. You know, you said, you know, your program, and I promise you, my mind's probably been through a whole different train set than yours probably will ever go through. And that is the military. The Special Forces 7 Group out of Fort Bragg, I was there.
Yeah.
So that took my mind through a whole nother group. Mm-hmm. So when I started losing people, like I told you, that was falling victim to, you know, drug abuse, that wasn't waking up. Thank you, brother. That wasn't waking up or whatever. That took me to a whole nother level with the whole game.
Yeah.
So I then took my mindset. Mm-hmm. One, because I was embarrassed. Because I thought, like, me being this big, you know, veteran SF guy, I didn't want to go tell these people that I have a problem with cocaine. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't see myself walking
there. That's that shame and guilt, man.
Right. So I had to face myself in the mirror and look at my kids and think about, damn, what am I taking away from them? You know, by me spending $400 just to get high for 3 days. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes it wouldn't last that long. Sometimes I'd be going back to the dealer the same night.
Same night.
You know what I mean? Just to spend another $400. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you look at that, I done spent my rent and daycare.
Man, I done gave decades of my life to this shit, man. And that's what I can't get back.
It's good to see you where you at now, though, bro.
I can't get none of that back, but I can start every day. You know what I mean? Every day I can start all over. You know, and man, it's truly a blessing.
I thought he heard voices.
I know, right? You did. Loud and clear.
Somebody's peeking over the gate.
I know, they're peeking over the fence here.
Jeez.
Well, come on over. Come on over.
Come over and join the conversation. The Hub Show. Spread the word.
Yeah. Doors open. Come on in.
Crazy
yeah, I see, man. Hey, I like this. But where is it? Where are we at again? American Ale House.
American Ale House.
Man, they got the best service. They in this do, place. Man.
It's did he just there. Take your burger from you?
No, he just took it to the table because you was looking at it kind of hard, man.
I was.
Chubby and shit. I didn't want you to put a finger in my face.
The cheese was looking good.
He was sitting there. Then you know, back in my day, you had the bully white boy. They used to lick their finger and put it in your hamburger. Like, you don't eat that. I can picture you doing
it. Chris was eyeballing it. He was just blowing
a snot rocket on it. Like, hey, snot rocket. It's looking good.
There you go.
Lick the bun. Be like, ah, you know.
You gotta eat that.
So Jamal, what's the way? So you said since 2007,
you've been. Yeah, I started in 2007. I had 5 years. So this time, my clean date is December 13, 2016.
You've been clean since.
I've been clean since.
Since.
I've been recovering.
Just last year.
I've been recovering. Recovering. I mean,
so
keep it going, dude.
When you slip, that's one thing. That's one thing I didn't want to do a program too, because I know me, man.
Yeah.
I fuck around. If I want to smoke weed, I'm going to smoke. Yeah. So I ain't even tried. But you know, I had a person ask me, they say, how can you be addicted to weed? I don't think I'm addicted to it. I just, like, I'd rather smoke weed than take anxiety pills. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to be taking anxiety pills because of the military, whatever. But I feel. Marijuana comes to me more.
I can't do none of that.
Yeah, see, I've never liked taking nobody's pills.
Yeah.
I've never, like, I might take a leave, like, on a rough day when I've been out here doing my thing, and I'm a little stiff. I am 40 now, so I'm a little older. But I'm trying to get to where I'm just working on that stage. But I do find myself in a sense of saying, like you said one thing that made a lot of sense. When you change your crowd, when you change your environment.
People, places, and things.
Yeah, man, that does make a difference because now you're not subject to see the pressure that you win. And it ain't even that they offer it to you. Hell, you can just see it and be like, damn.
It's like if I keep going to a barbershop, eventually I'm going to get a haircut.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So if I keep going to the dope houses, hanging around the dope boys, I'm going to wind up smoking some damn crack.
Right.
And then that's it.
Right.
You know, I was into my 30s before I realized that Aleve was short for alleviate.
Yeah.
Well into my 30s.
Since you brought it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, just in case you didn't notice that.
It's a deep moment with Chris.
Yeah, you got to have this moment with Chris. Yeah. The moment with Chris.
The Hallmark moment. Because the more you know.
The moment with Chris.
Yeah.
In my Bernie Mac, what the hell you hold that motherfucking thing? Cut your dumb ass up right now.
I tell you, man, I swear to God, boy.
This motherfucker won't talk about something. Shut your ass up, Chris. Shut the fuck up right now. Tell you something. But no.
You ain't the first person to tell him that.
I know, but no. Right. But you know, you got to love that. Most you got to have that guy on your team, though, that just randomly thinking. He just high of life. Like right
now. Phil Canfield, man.
I got you in the corner now. You can't just turn and walk away from me. Right? And I backed you into a corner. You got to listen to me now. You have to listen to my nonsense.
We've got a couple of left turns here, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But no, back to Jamal. We're going to. It's good we can have a break right there because, you know, it started looking like Days of Our Lives right there, that sad moment when Victor got killed. But, you know, but no, man.
I mean, it's just sad.
It is sad. You got a light to it, though. Okay, and this is why I think I use all this shit on stage. But this is my joy. I'm a survivor.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
here now. I think better, I see better, I know better, I do better. So for you, bro, I'm going to give you a big props for that because you see it, your vision. I'm going to tell you something. From one brother to another, may yours have been stronger than mine, but I recovered. So yeah. I'm telling you, bro, it's possible. And when you don't even think, like, bro, I don't even think about that shit. Like, I don't know if y'all know, my son back there, he's 21, he works with me.
Okay.
And my joy every day is to being able to work with him and teach him something
yeah.
and not
yeah.
be in jail yeah. or fucked up yeah. in the dirt.
Absent, or being
absent. Exactly.
Because like my thing is
or alleviated, like Chris said. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes, I made this quote up, like, I'm a blessed man to live two lives in one lifetime. I survived active addiction. Now I'm living the life of recovery.
There you go.
And like I said, like the joy, man, now I'm able to receive joy. Like, you know, looking at my daughter and like,
that's your daughter?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
That's the grandbaby?
Yes, my grandbaby.
Oh,
in her stomach.
Yeah, I see. No, yeah. I'm not. Now I can put it all together. Yeah. I mean, I'm
and
good.
And then I got three
that's
other
kids. That's the grandbaby.
Yeah.
But that's good, though, because you know what? I have a daughter, bro, and I salute you for that, man. Yeah. Big ups. Because,
like, I don't. I
never
name
had
the
grandbaby
a father.
Bumpy
yeah,
G.
Had
just
a father,
remember that.
Right?
Just
so I don't know how to be a man. You know what I mean? I never had a father.
You
got to
teach yourself.
I don't know how to be a man, so I have been taught through my trials.
Yeah.
To where, like, because, like, one thing my father told me was, like, don't show your kids your pain, show them your heart.
Right.
And see, my father showed me his pain. And I repeated the same mistakes.
Right.
And that's
right.
why I was, like, kind of so hard to get out that life because I became what I feared the most, my dad.
You know, as a black man, and I say this, and I'm not saying Jay and Chris don't know, but we spent a lot of time. Shut up, Jay. I knew you was going to say something. Shut up. I'm not trying to make it that type of show. But I can agree with what he's saying because father wasn't on drugs.
Yeah.
That motherfucker chose not to be in my life.
Yeah.
But I was subject to a stepfather that was a drunk and illiterate who had to teach me how to be who I am. But I had to pick and choose what I took with me.
Yeah.
You know, like watching my mom make bad choices
yeah.
made bad choices for yeah. me. But I had to choose to take those bad choices and make them good because nobody was thinking at the time. I don't know if that, man. You know what I'm saying.
I mean, it's the vision, man. Like,
because I have no idea.
Shut up, Chris.
You lost me right at the beginning.
Like, you know, I mean,
you lost me as a black man.
It's no race thing. It's just, that's real talk, man. Like, as a young black man in society today,
right.
it's hard for the simple fact, like, we face division on all aspects.
Yeah.
And like, to not be accepted in your own, like, it causes you to go out. And seek something.
But then when you do that, you see, you know, you called all kind of other stuff. You know what I mean? You know, you can't just, like me, I don't choose, like, I don't care no more. Like, real talk, I really don't give a damn. Yeah. You can say whatever you want to about good old Bumpy, but I'm going to tell you one thing, I'm real.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, I had to go through pages, man.
Yeah,
chapters, before I figured out who Bumpy was and why I shouldn't give a damn, why I shouldn't care. You know what I'm saying? Because I do care. I do care about people who care about themselves.
Yeah.
But if you don't care, I'm not going to waste no energy on you.
And see, like, for me, man, it's so important to, like, plant some seeds, man. Like, you know, generational breakers, man. Like, that's so important to me, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, having
generation curses.
Yeah.
You got to break
it's
that.
Breaking them chains, man. Like, you know.
And I didn't know that was a real thing until I looked it up, real talk. Generational curses is really basically your ancestors' problems passed down. Like drug addiction, molestation, rape.
It's just behavioral.
That happens to everybody, Chris. So you might.
No,
be
it's
a
just
victim.
Behavioral genetics, you know.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's really.
It's patterns, too, and it's also choice. But it's
choice,
like you know me, like since I was around it in my environment, I became immune to. Not immune, but I came exposed to.
I was a victim of it.
So
really.
Exactly. So what I saw is what I did.
Right.
So like, you know what I mean, like, you know, watching my parents be in the pantry 30, 40 deep, like we was like at the age of 2, 3, 4 years old, my childhood was gone. Like, man, watching Scarface when I was 3, I knew I wanted to snort cocaine.
Wow.
Because I was infatuated.
Say hello to my little friend.
Like, I was infatuated. And then, like I said, man, I became a product of my own environment.
Right.
You know, either I was going to be a drug dealer or a drug user. It was my choice.
I chose
Michelle Pfeiffer at a young age, man.
I ain't lying.
Yeah, I chose the wrong
You can manage your money better when you consume. Just spend that shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. But,
there was always Michelle Pfeiffer, dude. Not bad when you're 3 years old, man.
Yeah.
I guess.
But, I mean, it's, you know, it's important, man, to just, you know, be a beacon of hope, man.
Yeah.
And show people, like, you know, change is good. And, like, you know, I got so many visions, man, so many ideas, man.
I had a million jokes for you until you started talking, bro, and I thought you was on some shit, but I'm really, glad we, no, I did.
I'm humble,
because I was like, dude, this dude got a sense of humor, because
I'm humble, man.
Cooperating off a pill, you know, but I'm glad to hear your story, because.
You know, Jay, as a white man, I mean, you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You know, we're talking about change. And I got this jar beside my bed, and that thing is damn near filled up. I mean, it is like 90% quarters.
Coinstar, dude. Huh? Coinstar.
Coinstar, that's but, shit, right?
No, man. I mean, I didn't mean nothing by that, Chris. But, you know, I was just saying from what he said, it kind of made sense because I could connect to that.
I speak up for my peoples, man. And also, like, I mean, like, you know. Like, my thing is, like, you know, black on black crime, that's just some bullshit.
It's done. Like, that, exactly.
No so unity. Like,
no unity,
mean, like,
no none of that.
Me and my daughter got robbed, like, last month.
What?
Coming from Sheets, yeah, at gunpoint.
What? I heard about that.
That's never
locked.
Happened
yeah,
to me,
at the
man.
Sheets,
oh,
man.
My
and it fucked me up, man. It,
oh
it messed my mind up, man.
Who
but
did
at the
robbing?
Same time,
oh, my God.
Was it a black guy?
Two black guys.
Oh,
man.
My damn.
Two black
you know,
guys.
And that's, you know, I'm not saying, Chris, that you can't go to Sheets and get robbed by a white dude. I'm just saying. But right. If you black,
everybody robbed, look, people yeah, in desperate situations, you know what I mean? They do anything. But, like, that's why I mean, man, like, I'm so passionate about what I do, man, and what's going to happen in my life, man. And I'm just so passionate about it because it has
be,
to be
be
done.
Thankful, bro, because you
it
made
has
it.
To be done. You know what I mean?
That's why I wanted to have you on here because we talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but here you are. You've gotten over the hump.
Exactly. Still here. Humble. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I want to have you on and let you know that there's a little spotlight on you, man.
Hey, yeah, you got support, bro. Even from Richmond, Virginia, comedian Bumpy G, I support you, bro.
Just rock with me, man. I do. Just rock with me. Give me a platform.
If you've got anybody else in your circle who's going through the same thing, they're gotten over the hump, so to speak, you want to have them on here, by all means, dude.
You know, because I think that's good.
They need to be held up.
Because
actually, like, as you said there, like me and you spoke about it, and I was thinking about starting a podcast for addicts. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Because
and,
I think that would help in a way because people need, and I would, man, when Jay was saying that just like me, I was a gangbanger. I needed people like I was that did a different thing to show me that it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, okay, I'm turning my back on the gang. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I think about it, man, what the fuck the gang did for me?
Fuck,
the streets ain't never did shit for me,
shit,
but tried to take me out.
Take you
know, I had to look at myself and say, okay, what am I going to do for my kids?
Exactly.
Like, I just took all six of my kids. You know, I have a blended family to Mississippi to my family reunion. Nervous that my family, like, okay, I divorced my wife. Here I am bringing a new woman home to meet everybody at the same time. How is this going to work? So I'm thinking it's going to be a horrific Tyler Perry movie, but it actually turned out to be a real good situation. You
That's
know, like, everybody, like, my four sisters love my fiance. I've never had all four of my sisters like
you
no woman I've ever been
you
with.
Didn't, you
so,
didn't
you
have
know,
to put on the big mama suit.
I didn't have to
put
none
on
of
big
that.
Mama
Duh,
suit
it was, it was love, bro. It was really love. And, I mean, in the South, in the South, bro, we do three things. Love, Christianity,
cook.
And unity. And cook. Yeah, well, four
cook,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah
and
curse.
And, if you ain't like by a real Southern person, like when you drop down into Georgia, Alabama, I know people say it's hated, but if you ain't like by a real Christian Southern person, yo, you're something fucked up about you.
That's true.
Like real talk.
I lived in Georgia. I was at Fort Benning. So I know.
There you go. You know exactly what I'm talking
Phoenix
about.
Phoenix City, Alabama.
Yeah,
all
man.
Yeah.
You might be riding. Baby, you hungry. Yeah. Come
you
on
hungry.
In. Yeah.
Got some cornbread.
So that's how it is,
man.
Come
on.
But, you know, just to be here, like I said, I've traveled and I've been to four different countries. I've been in so many situations that, you know, I think about my life and I think about when I was ducking bombs, dodging bullets.
Yeah.
I was intentionally taking time off my life with that one thing.
Yeah.
All because I felt a certain way about another thing.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, I had to learn to put that in my back and put my future in my front.
Because
I've always told even my sons, my daughters, I tell them, you can never go forward looking backwards.
Exactly.
And I don't care how good of a driver you are, it's impossible.
Yep.
So for you to take your ship, see where you was going in destruction, and guide your ship down the right way, like I said, brother.
But
I
mean, see, let me, it wasn't me, because I could never do that.
I mean, God, we'll put
it
in. I see where you're going with that.
I tried it. I tried it with women. I tried it with success, all that, and that none of that filled that void.
But your obedience, though, I think, with your obedience.
It was a relationship that I was
that had to be developed.
That I was yearning for and had to develop because it was like, you know, just being
Jamal,
broken.
Can I ask you a question? I know this is an asshole thing to ask, but, I mean, is your goal to get beyond being – you know, that your life is just about that? I mean, are there things you want to do? I know right now you want to help people and other addicts and whatnot, but
I mean, it's purpose.
What's Jamal Palmer want to do, man?
Purpose. Have purpose in meaning.
That's a purpose.
I want to.
Yeah.
What I really want to do is I want somebody to look at me and be like, because I heard you help me.
I understand that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay. If that's all it is, then you're happy, right?
I'm happy with that.
That's all you have to say.
I'm happy for my son to say I got a father. Yeah,
right.
He might have smoked crack, but look at my daddy.
No, I like that. I like that.
You know what I mean? And for me, it's simplified because I can get caught up on materialistic shit. I can get caught up on being somebody that who I really ain't. I could lose me trying to please everybody else.
What's your daughter's name?
Inez.
Inez. You proud of your dad? Come a long way.
She's been grinning over that whole time.
Don't make me cry, man.
She's been grinning the whole time.
This food's cold. She's over there.
But you know, they say every little girl needs their dad.
But real talk, though, man.
I salute you, man.
She's been through my active addiction with me. From the time she was born, she watched her dad come in and out her life.
Big roller coaster ride.
Through her unconditional love. Because, like, she was the first thing I ever felt in my life besides the pain.
Right.
And that's where my heart, like, beat it. And I wanted to love her, but I couldn't.
Mm.
But then through time, she never let go of my hand, man. And
do you know what he got in there, boy or girl?
Yeah, it looks like she's been in the. It looks like she's been in the aviary.
but like
a lot of action going on in there.
But like this time around, man, like when I got clean this time around, it was on December the 12th. I went to her job and I looked at her and I told her I haven't been around because I've been getting high again, and she was like, again. And I was like, look, I'm going to try my best to continue this process, but if I ever fail you again, I understand if you don't love me, don't care.
When was that?
It was December the 12th. I got clean December 13th.
2016.
I went in that Monday, but that Friday.
So a year and a half you've been clean.
Yes.
That's all right, good,
man.
Bro.
Keep it going,
yeah,
dude.
Man.
18 months.
I'm going to continue to pray for you, man.
Make it
salute 18 you, man.
Years, all right?
Yeah, she just turned 19, but I saw the pain.
I wasn't talking about her. I'm talking about her.
Yeah, but like, you know,
years, man.
Yeah, I just want to stop making other people suffer because I was suffering.
That's the key, man. When you realize that.
Yeah. She's still here, dude.
She's exactly.
Yeah. She's still here.
It's a miracle, man. It's a miracle. You know what I mean? Yeah.
She's eating for two, so she's about to die ball on your plate there. Hey, Jamal, I want to thank you for coming on. You're always welcome. If you want to bring
some other
people on and make some of that happen here on the Hub Show, more than happy to be
the Hub Show.
To have a different conversation about this than the one we keep having. You know what I mean?
People, we make jokes about it. I do.
I mean, because it's about action, man. You got to put in action. I could talk a bunch of bullshit, but what am I really doing?
Right.
True.
You know what I mean? And that's what matters. That's what really matters. You know what I mean? I'm plugged in with a whole lot of connections. I got so many networks. That's like really helping me
supporting
and
supporting you, right?
Yeah, support.
Hey, man, follow me, man. Stay positive. Like I said, I support you, man.
I got NA network, a 12-step program network. I got, you know what I mean, everything that I need to prosper in life, man.
There you go.
You know,
moving on
and
up.
That's what's working for me.
Moving forward.
That's what's
moving
up.
Moving on up.
There you go.
I became nothing.
Chris, you don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. I know all about that.
I
know all about that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, man, Jamal, always welcome. Thanks for coming on. And,
I grew up like Sanford.
More power to you, man. Proud of you. We're all proud of you.
Man.
I'm so proud of you, right,
you,
dude?
Brother.
Later, dude. All right, take a
man,
little
that
break.
Was good, bro.
It was, man. We'll be right back. The Hub Show. Be sure to follow us and like us. We are on Facebook, Instagram. We're also on SoundCloud, of course.
We are not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
Share us, babies.
Go fuck yourself, Twitter.
That's it. Hey, well, listen, share us. Tell your friends, your friends' friends.
And your sister's friends and your cousin's friends.
Your
frenemies.
Your baby mamas. Your baby mama's mamas.
Mama's daddy's.
And baby daddy's.
Mama's daddy's.
And baby daddy daddy's.
Daddy's mama's baddies.
Also, you can support us at thehubshow.com on the website. Click on the Amazon link at the bottom of the page and shop with us on Amazon.
Right.
Just bookmark us into your own Amazon account.
You can buy anything you want.
All right. So the Hub Show, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, we're out
there. Share us, like us, tag us.
All that.
Love us.
We are the Hub Show.
Peace.
Podcasting and broadcasting. We're talking about 90s TV stars here.
Right.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, Tiffany Amber
Thiessen. Saved by the Bell, 90210. Yeah. And she
Kelly
did.
Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah. what was her last name?
Boy, do you know how many children I have wasted on Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Is that how you put it?
There's probably billions and billions of children have gone down the tube sock on her. Good Lord.
No dress socks, just tube
socks. Yeah, yeah. Jesse. And
you got certain colors?
Jesse Spano. How about her? She was okay. She wasn't that great. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
She was just so-so.
She grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Yeah. Lisa. Lisa.
Well, I grew up with, I'm the same age as Alyssa Milano, so she was, you know, back in the mid-80s and Who's the Boss and all that.
You're the same age as Alyssa
Milano? I grew up with her, so to speak.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
Huh. Hey, look at that. I didn't know I was attracted to people your
age.
Her
ears are getting bigger, you know? Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know people your age were hot. Wow, that's crazy.
Well, there's one. Hey, you know, in the right light.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
In the right light. No, I think she looks fine under any light.
Bumpy, we're talking about he grew up in the 90s, so we're talking about hot chicks from TV.
Hot
mentioned
chicks.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
You got any?
And I say
Pam Grier.
Pam Grier.
Yeah, Claire Huxtable. Felicia Rashad.
Back in the day or now?
Oh, Claire Huxtable.
Any one of them? Yeah, okay.
Claire Huxtable.
I got a thing for older women, man. It don't matter.
Claire Huxtable was a mother when I was a kid. She's out of my range.
He's 10 years younger. Well, you're younger than me, but he's about,
You know what? I'm going to school you, young man. Let me tell you something.
Come to Papa.
Hopefully I don't offend any women out here.
And Claire Huxtable.
But it don't get old. It just gets better.
Like, Claire Huxtable wasn't into all that crazy.
There's one woman in the crowd.
Right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, she turned around to see who was behind it.
It don't get old. It gets better. I mean, let's be real.
A fine wine, huh?
It's got to be. So you think about it. Would you rather sleep with a 21-year-old or a 50-year-old? Energetic 50-year-old.
An energetic 50-year-old.
Yeah.
All right. I could do that.
Yeah. Like this.
Yeah, because it's a challenge then.
It's not a challenge.
I'm trying to pop the hip. I'm going for the break. Talk about a generational breaker right here, buddy.
Only
I'm going to snap that shit.
Oh, dude, that's going to be the tagline. If that generational breaker makes
the one hell not.
Snap
that shit, yeah. Snap I'm using both of those. Hashtag snap
wink,
that
wink,
shit.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, right.
You had to be there. Uh-huh. Kristen totally missed that.
But you know, my first jerk ever was Suzanne Summers.
Oh, my goodness.
How old were you, dude?
Oh, man.
That's during reruns, of course.
I had to be like 13 or something like that.
Yeah, it's reruns. Okay.
Me and my buddy.
Seriously?
Me and my buddy snuck into his grandfather's attic and stole a bunch of Playboys, and she was the centerfold of the Playboy.
Well, that makes sense. But still, Three's Company. And I grew up with that.
Yeah, Three's Company.
Yeah.
To me, Janet with the Pat Benatar haircut.
Yeah.
She was way hotter than Suzanne Summers.
No way.
But if you ask me, Betty and Veronica, I go with Veronica. I just like the brunettes better. So
like
it
the brunettes
is,
better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chris don't care.
I don't care either, but I'm saying if you ask, you know.
I'm a trial.
If you
had
to say either or, then, you know.
I'll dip my finger in all the pies.
See?
Doesn't
that's
matter.
What I'm talking about.
Right?
Man, it's good to be
420
back
blackbirds.
Now he's going Mother Goose on us, man.
I stick my thumb in there and just come out with a plum.
See, that's what I was just saying a while ago. You need a co-host to just go left on you.
That's it,
like,
man.
You might not even be worried, but he going to keep the show going.
That's why he's here.
Keep him on the show.
Oh, you have no idea. We had a politician on one time. He was tired of talking about an invention of a see-through toaster on him out of nowhere.
Yeah, see-through toaster.
This guy's looking at him like, what?
And then I got to talking about how I stumbled drunk into a fetish club one time. And then the politician shared the shit on Facebook, on Facebook Live.
It worked.
Shared the story. I was like, you're trying to get votes, man. Don't
share this shit.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, hey, if he got the right support, it don't matter. He probably had some purse somewhere.
You do not want Chris Canfield on your side if you want to win.
I do. That's the reason he's going to win.
I'm the losing side.
All right. Hey, I got another guest here for us. Santino. Is it Montebo? Mancebo. Santino Mancebo.
Wow.
That's a rhyme,
yeah,
dude.
That's a hell of a name.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely is a rhyme.
That's a cool name, man.
Yeah.
That's a wrestling name, dude. Santino Mancebo.
What the hell do you do?
What do I do?
He got Marvel everything.
Yeah, that's how I met him.
I know he has nothing to do with
comics, though.
That's
how I met him. No, time out. I met him. I actually did a live recording at the Second and Charles. They were having Comic Book Day back in October. When I first started, I was by myself. First started doing this thing. He was actually flipping through the comic books. I got to talk to a bunch of people.
I'm not just a poser.
You were a real comic dude.
Yeah, I'm a real comic.
He was on his way to the dentist to get his teeth pulled.
I'm a full-fledged nerd. Comic books,
he was on his
anime.
Way to the dentist to get his teeth pulled.
Man, I thought this is where you was getting your weed from. The way he was sitting back there, I thought we was going to get some
How was that?
About comic books?
You just never asked.
I just assumed, like most people do, you know?
So how was that trip to the dentist?
It was
tie a string around it and tie it to
it. That shit was quick.
Yeah.
Did you come right back to the comic shop?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked about that. You were right back with a cotton in his mouth.
They had dollar comic books that day. I was all over it. No. Not dollar comic books. It was like buy five, get five free.
So what's the most expensive comic book you own?
For real, I'm not even that type of collector that gets like the Holy Grails and stuff like that.
Right.
If I like it, or something. I would say my most prized possessions that I have.
Yeah.
Are I'm all over the place. I love Marvel, Image, Dark Horse.
Okay.
DC. Yeah, I love it all.
And me growing up in Mississippi, like we had a little bit of the comic era, but that was really all we had. So I was a DC Marvel. It was a whole thing. And then when they did the whole DC versus Marvel thing back in the day, that shit was kind of cool. Because I mean, it was a thing back in the day.
I got a couple of, you had
to read the books and figure it out. You had to wait on the next episode. Exactly. So yeah,
I got a couple of those issues where they had like an amalgam. Version like they had like Wolverine mixed with Batman and you made
real live comic book dude.
And to answer your question, my most prized possessions are my milestone media joints. Static Shock,
okay.
Icon, Blood Syndicate.
Okay.
Some obscure stuff. A lot of people know Static Shock because of the cartoon back in the early 2000s and everything like that. But those are real. Those are some of my prized possessions right now.
So, dude, my collection. I don't know, Jay. I'm gonna let you run this one.
Right.
I've been taking over.
Ask away.
You know your comic books there.
Ask away. We can chop it up all day.
I do. I mean, I'm just saying, like for me, you know, and when I see this now, like I had them. Like I said, I had a million jokes for you too, but. Now that you're real, I got to talk to you.
Nah, it's all good.
I guess me and everybody else want to know, like, how did you get started in being around comic books? Like, what?
My pops. He had a big box of comic books back in the day, and me just being, you know, just a.
Damn, you ain't get no jewels out of that stash.
What's that?
Right. I said you didn't get no jewels out of his stash.
Oh, my dad. Oh yeah.
It's a four or five issue run of Daredevil Man Without Fear, and it's
okay.
Like a, it's
I remember
like,
that.
It's like where, the foil
Matt
covers.
Burns when we need him, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight
Frank,
he was here.
Frank Miller wrote the joint. You know what I mean? If you're familiar with Frank
Matt's
Miller,
Matt's always
he
quick
wrote,
to skip out of here.
He wrote Sin City. I'm pretty sure
Sin City.
Sin City, but he's iconic for that. Also, I got the first 8 issues of Spawn. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so that's dope.
Yeah, so I guess my second question.
And that's about to be
the remake
of Spawn,
right?
Jamie Foxx.
But I guess my second question to all us guys would be: do girls read comic books?
Like, yes, they do.
They do.
Yes, they do. And if they if people tell you that they don't, it's a fucking myth.
Right.
You know?
So
yeah.
you've seen some hot girls around the comic book store.
I mean, not really the comic book stores, but if you go to a Comic Con.
Bro. That's what I heard, that when they dress up in their costumes and shit. I want to try one of them, Chris. That might be something.
You ain't seen none of these pictures?
You haven't seen none of these pictures of me
at the last Comic-Con? Oh, man.
Yeah, who were you? The Comic-Con?
I'm just curious.
Oh, I went.
Yeah,
they have a Comic-Con.
I haven't attended any of them yet. I haven't attended any of them.
Hub Show was on the floor.
I've been missing all of them.
Hub Show was on the floor. It was awesome. Both days. Hub Show was on the floor.
Dope.
Yeah, we just had Matt Burns here earlier tonight. He runs the Comic-Con along with some of the other cats. He was just doing us the movie review for Jurassic World and all that.
Oh, dope guy. Yeah,
I had a cigar with Fred Williamson.
Yeah, we got the interview with Fred Williamson and
Super Bowl One.
And Al Snow.
Dude was in Super Bowl One.
Good times,
Super
man.
Bowl One. That's like 50 dope. Super Bowls ago.
Yeah. He told Chris he was a classy guy once he handed him a cigar.
I handed him a cigar. He said, damn, you're a classy dude.
I would have had
very surprised.
He would have got a cigar from me, but it wouldn't have been the one with tobacco in it. I promise you that. That motherfucker would have been full of something else. I promise you. So I probably would have been a stinking guy to him. He probably wouldn't fuck with my cigars.
Let's back up here, though. Tino, you have a clothing line going a brand.
Yes.
The name of the brand is?
The name of the brand is Above.
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 You wearing it?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to hold the mic.
Yeah, yeah. One second.
So he's going to model for the radio people.
He's going to take his shirt off, folks. But you'll see it on the Hub Show on the Facebook page.
I'm nice, just saying, nice like, when you're on radio, oh, people shit. Can't see what we see, so we got to tell them. Chris pulls his sweatshirt over his head.
Yeah.
He now stretches his arm back.
Above.
Stretching it out.
Oh, he's taking
it. And now he has
it,
a cloud on his T-shirt.
Yeah, we had Grand Air 2 weeks ago, and now we got Above here.
And we got Above.
Twist it around your head like a helicopter.
A couple of my people shot some stuff for them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they got some real good stuff going on. Yeah.
So, Above, what's the origins of this?
Obviously,
smoke. Go ahead, go ahead.
Smoking weed. It's got something to do with
it actually doesn't.
I'm thinking Above like high as hell. That's what I'm thinking.
Some people incorporate that with it. First off, until no, that's me.
That
that's
is all, you, that, right? Okay.
But you don't sit no sandwich in front of three fat people. We looking at who ordered that.
You just had a burger.
Hey man, I'm fat, bro. Look at me.
But to answer your question, to be completely honest, this is my brother's thing.
Brother's thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Above?
He came up with the whole thing. Basically, the message behind Above, you see the cloud, so above the cloud. Just going above and beyond what people expected of you, you know what I mean?
I almost had it.
Yeah, just going above and beyond the stars, you know what I mean?
I do be feeling like I'm beyond.
Going beyond greatness.
Just reaching up, right?
Yeah,
reaching
exactly.
Up,
right? Just going beyond
the sky's
the
limit.
Exactly.
It can be what we want it to be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
Okay.
If you wanted to be about weed,
I guess it's better.
You know what
it's better it says above than it says below,
the best way to elevate yourself is smoking an L, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's the way I do it, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, man.
Bumpy is not shy.
I got my oil on deck right now.
See, look at him talking. We ain't Chris, and we ain't not well,
what?
Not you.
What?
Man, we hanging out after the show.
Right. We're hanging out.
He needs
out
your
the
help getting
lot.
His keys out.
Chris,
of the
I'm
truck,
gonna get
dude.
Your keys out the car so quick. You're gonna be fascinated. That ain't even. I'm not even worried about your keys right now. You worried about your keys?
I'm worried about my keys.
Really, your keys? Are,
I feel naked.
Are secure right now.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to do that. Don't do naked.
Yeah, they're locked away. And cool.
Go above. Go. Let's go above that thought right there.
So, what's your next move? I know, pushing an apparel line, a brand is hard. Grind?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're currently in the mud stages. Like
you
this
just
is,
got
this
started.
This is fresh. Like
you
like
just got
as
started.
Of as of the last.
And that's
two
why
months.
I wanted to have you on here. I love this kind of stuff. Yeah. I used to be in the apparel industry. I understand brands and all that, and I want to give you some support here,
this
dude.
This is totally fresh. And my brother, he's currently in the Marines, and he should be getting out soon. So
cool.
We were trying to jumpstart things. We kind of went above his head, no pun intended. And jumpstarted everything.
We had the word hub thrown around here a lot, so it's all good.
So we kind of just jump-started everything so he has something to be excited about when he comes home.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
Take it from a veteran. Everybody wants to be excited when they come home.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Takes a lot.
Yeah, ever since this whole thing started, a lot of people don't notice about me, but I do music as well. Like I make beats.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. The gold chain.
I'm a very creative dude.
Okay.
And when I'm not creative, I just feel like I'm
He's
in the
sleeping.
Worst place.
Your
you know what I mean?
Anxiety so, kicks in. Huh?
Yeah, man. And just be. And a lot of times I'm alone. You know what I mean? So like being in my head, and I'm not creative is just. It's a
well,
gift and a curse.
You're never
man.
Alone when you got
you
your
thumb
on
the
your
hub show
thing.
More. This is your second time on the hub show. You need to hang out some more on the hub show, man. Actually, you were in the building on the Super Bowl, weren't you?
Yes, I definitely was.
We were over there. In the
you was on the show for the Super Bowl.
We had the Super Bowl in here. We recorded live here, man.
It was a quick little in and out appearance.
Oh, yeah, I remember you floated through here. I saw you.
It was
the first time
I live too damn far away, man. I don't mind stopping through when I'm in town, but I mean, for the Super Bowl, then I'm thinking like if I'm here. I'm doing the show. Like, how am I gonna get back home?
Drive?
No, I'm. You know,
walk.
I'm here, at a Super Bowl party. I'm not gonna make it back home. That's my point.
Where do you gotta go? Where do you
live? Richmond, Virginia, man.
Yeah. What are you doing here tonight?
I have a job here tomorrow. I have my
anyway.
Real job.
Oh, okay. Hey, Santino, you got to play the food. You need to get down and eat, man.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, dude. Eat your food.
I just wanted to get a quick.
I want
to
have you on.
This is the realest show, the Hub Show.
It's the weirdest show?
No, the realest.
Oh,
that's another black word.
A bit of both, huh?
Yeah. No, I didn't hear
the word realest, man. I just didn't hear it. I heard weirdest. Jesus Christ.
No, man, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, no. I'm saying, like, I love being on your show, man. I'm gonna get out of your way because I know y'all about to close.
So you got any cool designs coming out for this or what?
We definitely got some cool designs in the works.
Yeah, you got slogans and stuff like that. We don't really have any.
Just above, right?
Just above right now.
Y'all should do body dresses for women. I swear that'll work. T-shirt
I'm telling you, back to what I was saying about like me when I'm not creative. I was on a 2-year hiatus because I was just really uninspired and I was just in a bad place. But once this happened, everything, the floodgates is open and like my creative, my mind and the creativeness is just at over 9,000 right now.
I know. You're going 100 miles an hour up in that head, aren't you, man? I'm like a hamster wheel.
You ever heard of Johnny Cupcakes?
No.
Clothing line?
No.
I stumbled onto it a long time ago. I try to get a new Johnny Cupcake shirt every year.
Johnny Cupcakes.
But he's out of Boston, and they serve like they set up their stores really weird. Like they only have like 3 stores, like boutiques or whatever, in LA and Boston and Johnny New York Cupcakes. Or something like that. But the stores are really cool because it's like you go into a bakery. It's set up like a bakery. And to get your shirt, you actually like pull down the oven and slide the oven door out. And you
that's
can
dope.
Through your short
that is shirt. Some damn.
Shirts and stuff.
So for above, you're going to have to get a ladder to get your shirt down, right? Or a pulley or something.
Above.
Go above.
Yeah, you need to.
Here, smoke this. Pick a shirt.
There it is. Seriously, do y'all have, are y'all creating a line for females or y'all just making?
Oh, no. We're trying, trust me, we have.
You're in the mud, right? You're just getting started, man.
We're just getting started right now. But we have intentions of doing stuff for females, eventually kids.
Yeah.
And it's not just going to be just shirts. Like we're trying to be a merch line, too.
I got you.
I mean, anything from ashtrays to phone
cases. Bras.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Bandanas. It don't matter. It don't matter. Like, we're trying to do it all.
If you start making underwear, you're gonna have to sell them to somebody else.
Because
I haven't worn any underwear yet this year.
I want to look into
yet this year.
That's great.
I've been going commando since January 1st. New Year's resolution was to go commando for the year.
Underwear?
I was going commando for the year.
So you throwing away blue jeans like every 3 days?
Damn.
I don't know a man that don't have streaks in it. No. I'm just being real.
No, I just got brown Sharpies and fill in the gaps.
That girl Jessica at the department store, love to see your ass coming in. Oh, no,
she can smell me coming.
I know. So will there be 3 pair of a 38-32s? Thank you. She got you, dog. Some of them would rather buy jeans and drawers. Right? Buy drawers.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, Santino, where can we find Above? What's the deal with you online? Facebook, what's the deal? You're out there?
On Facebook, the Above brand, Above spelled in caps on Facebook. Instagram, it's at the Above brand. You can check us check out the website. Ain't much on there right now. It's still kind of on the construction.
Building.
TheAboveBrand.com.
Right.
What else? We're on Twitter as well. We don't really have a big presence on Twitter, but it's there.
I don't think anybody has a big presence on Twitter.
Donald Trump do.
Yeah,
right. If he tweets something right now, we're going to know about it.
Hey, Kenny Chesney friended me on
Twitter.
That's
going to make sure you know about it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I told a couple people about my DUI story at the
concert.
You
with a DUI story?
No, and
at a couple, Kenny and, Chesney
and,
concert.
At a Kenny Chesney concert. And then a couple people actually said, I bet you if Kenny found out about that or his fan club, they'd be pissed off about it. You know, they might want
to not
want, they wouldn't go back to Jiffy Lube. So I got on Twitter, hit up Kenny Chesney. I said, hey, I thought you might want to know that at your concert last week, they had a DUI checkpoint at the exit gate. And then he friended me, and he was like, dude, that's fucked up.
I like that. There you go. Looking out for the fans.
Sweet.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sweet. Santino Mancebo.
Thank you for having
that's
me on.
That's a cool
on.
Ass name,
thank
man.
You.
That's
I appreciate
the,
it.
I mean, it looks like he got the plug. I'm about to holler at him when we leave.
Yeah, dude. We're going to get a picture of you with that Above shirt, too, so we can show the whole world in the Hub show.
Mancebo.
Cool. I appreciate the love. I definitely appreciate
Santino
the love.
Santino Mancebo for the Above brand.
Thank
we're going to wrap this thing up.
Thank
Jay
you,
for Shay. No, Shay's not here. Jay for Chris. And for Bumpy G.
Keeping it real.
Thank you.
Hagerstown, keep
the
it
realest. Up.
The I mean, can I just, like, plug myself real quick?
You've been
means.
Saying
what's
comedian Bumpy
you?
G.
Let them know.
Yeah,
you
but they don't know what
like
to
25
oh,
times.
Oh, you know what? Google Bumpy G. Fuck it.
There you go. Well, I'm
gonna drop the headphones.
Hey, what is next for you though? Any events?
Oh yeah, I'm working on my DVD, man. I got 2 shows coming up down south in Virginia.
Like you're making your own special, like a DVD?
Yes, I will. And you can find that on my comedy Bumpy G the Comedian page on Facebook. It will be posted on there. I should be through with that by August. Okay. So that'll be, and it's sort of like a documentary to my life leading up to a, I'm in between a 30-minute or a 45-minute stand-up.
Sweet. Nice.
So, nice. I'll be looking to do that now. If y'all out there, if y'all on Twitter, Instagram, follow me, Bumpy G.
Yeah.
I promise you, you can find me. If you Google it, it'll have all my hashtags, everything I do.
If you need him to get into any cars or houses or anything,
I'm about to
like
help
that,
Chris out real
Bumpy
quick.
G.
Bumpy
yeah,
G. Bumpy just G. Give him a call.
He's doing a documentary about that, too.
The G is for good old stealing shit. No,
how about shows? You have any shows coming up?
Oh, yeah. Down in, they're not around here. I did have a show in Philly, but I marked out on that one because we couldn't get the paperwork together. But,
I gotcha.
I just kind of stick with my charitable things because when they want me to do these urban clubs or these fucked up places, they don't want to pay you. So, I mean, I'm not going to travel 4 hours and, you know, for nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, if my joke's worth you calling me, then pay me.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying. But, and I won't say I charge like that because, you know, you guys, I mean, I came all the way up here to be on the first show just because
I ain't paying
you
shit.
Invited me. Exactly.
Hey, he ain't paying me. We ain't making no money.
I know that.
We need to.
That's why I like y'all. It's free. We're called y'all.
We've been doing this
free
for
bullshit.
Free. And the only way that we can get any help is if you go to Amazon.com. You go to the Hub Show page.
Hub Show.
And then you go down to the bottom of the page.
There's an
and
Amazon link.
You click on the Amazon link, and you buy stuff through
you
that link.
You can shop with us.
You can buy your Above shirts there.
Right.
You can buy your penis pumps or whatever the
I
hell
don't
you
need
want.
That, but
I can get I can get a new clean pair of underwear.
You probably need
you know?
That.
You definitely
and well, look, and I will get with y'all and put my Tommy T-shirts Johns. On. I got my
MeUndies.
My Why the Hell Not T-shirts, Mr. So Damn Funny.
You got
so
yeah. Why the Hell Not?
And you can get those on my comedy page also, my T-shirts, yeah. My little...
We've got Hub All Show right. T-shirts.
Well, I've we never do. Seen one. What can y'all at least give a T-shirt to the guests when they come on? Like,
yeah, I got one.
Is that
car.
So
Hokey
expensive?
Up. I got one in the car.
Okay, cool. I want to get my hug.
Just
right.
You want my, you
hug.
This one? You want this one?
No, that one looked like it's got no. balls
that
deep.
That one says
in
nine
it.
Balls deep.
I know, right?
Hey,
right.
They made nine it to balls Vegas. Deep. Congratulations,
yeah,
nine balls deep.
You guys made it to Vegas?
Well,
what's
you
there was a loophole. I'm not on the team. So, but the team made it
without you.
Yes, without me. Right.
What's the Hub Show doing?
I know. I was holding them back. I was holding them back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
No. Do you shoot pool? I'm trying to figure.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. Team. That's his team.
That's Oh, that's your team.
Nine yes. balls deep.
Yep.
I know. Right.
He must have been the
Big Chuck.
Ball.
Big Chuck had a blast with that, man.
Hey, anyway. Man. I appreciate y'all having me
For
on
sure.
again.
Shout
like
out.
I said, whenever I'm in town, man, I'll look you guys up at this Monday.
We're here, dude.
Jay, Chris, I appreciate y'all,
here.
Man.
Big shout out to Big Chuck. He has an event July 28th at the Pizza and Pretzel Creation right here in Hagerstown.
You shot that straight from memory. You're not reading it. You're not reading the plug or nothing.
He actually hit me up about it today and showed me the flyer, so I got to remember that. Big
gotcha.
Chuck, July 28th. SMU.
So what y'all got going on up here?
What we got going on?
Yeah, y'all ain't got no shows y'all a part of? I can come up here and crash?
This one.
Get some stage time?
This one.
So what are we going to do? Like, you going to let me do 20 minutes on your radio show?
You think you've been on here for just 20 minutes?
No, but I'm saying, like, to come up here and just, like, stand and deliver
you want,
on a
you
mic.
Want, you want to be up there with Big Chuck's thing?
I guess. I don't
yeah,
know. I mean, like, what's going on
he
in
needs
the
to be
area?
On stage.
Big Chuck puts on comedy shows here.
I ain't finna drive
landlord,
up here for
man. No, right.
So, I got to be in the area for that, bro. Like,
right.
So unless
lucky,
Big Chuck called me and said he paid
for
gas.
This is on the,
you need
is
a,
on the week,
you need
right?
a reason to come here is what you're saying.
No.
We need a Puerto Rican broad.
I don't
we
have,
need to find us a Puerto
like,
Rican broad
young,
so you can
man.
Come back up here.
That is stupid.
We're going to wrap this up. Let's get out of here.
That's
all
the
right.
only thing that lures him in.
Hagerstown,
why the hell
head
not?
Up all that good shit, the Hub Show, Chris and Jay and Bumpy G and Santino.
Why the hell not?
Above, the Above brand. Shout out to Devontae in the building. Shout out to Ryan, the bartender. Shout out
Ryan.
To Heather from the Ale House for having us. All right, we're out of here later.
You've been listening to the Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast coming soon.